the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each year, as summer comes to a close, families begin school supply shopping and preparing for the schedule change that comes with another school year. For some kids, this is something they dread, while others look forward to it with great anticipation. Today, Dr. Denise Cunningham, Associate Professor of Childhood Education and Family Studies at Missouri State University, is here to discuss preparing children for the transition back to school.
Parents and families need to get themselves organized. If they concentrate on themselves first, it really helps the child with their transition. Getting your immunization things ready ahead of time. If you need to change any contact information, have all those records and information out from the files and ready to go. Decide where the backpacks are going to come at the end of the day when the kids get home from school instead of dropping them at the door. Okay, I know that sounds pretty trivial, but you know, when you have young children running around not knowing exactly what they're doing with this whole school thing, knowing where to put their belongings and where to find their belongings is really important. Designate a place to do homework. Even if, you know, you have a kindergartner and their homework is no more than a coloring page. I hope not, but that might be. Or maybe it's to look at a book. A place that a child can go every time that it's, quote, homework time gives them a sense of organization, and it really helps to instill study skills.
The end of summer can be a challenging time for parents. Cunningham elaborates on the two biggest challenges.
Number one, trying to soothe any anxieties that their child might have. There can be a lot of anxiety about, my schedule is changing, I have to form new relationships with a new teacher or new classmates or a new school. All of those kinds of things can really bring on a lot of stress. So parents need to be aware of that. Another challenge for parents would be trying to establish that school day schedule. You need to think about, what's the schedule going to look like once my child gets home? You know, how much TV time is there going to be? How much outdoor play time is there going to be? When's homework time? When's bath time? And probably the most important is, when is bedtime?
If a young child is especially anxious about going to school, Cunningham says parents should listen, empathize, set up play dates, and introduce the child to the school or teacher if possible.
If a parent sees that their child has some of these going to school anxieties, probably the most important thing that they can do is listen and show the child that they understand and they care about the feelings that they're having and that it's really pretty normal. Another thing parents can do is make sure that they take their child to the school. Even if the school isn't having a meet the teacher night or something like that, you can still take your child to the school, let them see where it is that they're going to be going, see their classroom. If at all possible, meet their teacher, that would be huge. Parents can also schedule play dates with children that are going to be in their child's classroom so that they can start working ahead of time on building some of those friendships, some of those relationships, and that will really ease the transition.
As an educator of early childhood teachers, Cunningham stresses preparing children and parents for expectations.
As a teacher, probably the thing that I saw that was the most distressing at the beginning of the year were that my kids were coming in so tired. And from a parent's point of view, I always started my kids about 2 weeks ahead of the school starting date, getting them back into their bedtime routine. One of the things that I did as a classroom teacher is before school ever started, I got my class list and I sent a letter home to not only the parents about what to expect, but to my students, so that they got a picture of me. I told them what we were going to be doing the first day of school, gave them a schedule of what their day would look like to help that transition from, you know, kindergarten to first grade.
That was Dr. Denise Cunningham, Associate Professor of Childhood Education and Family Studies at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.